Tony's friend was a Christian and was so glad to have Christian materials. He was not in the military, but received his mail through free military mail since he worked there. Sent to Turkey for free by military mail. However, the ministry had to pay postage to get them to New York City, but that was all. One box held New Testaments, and he wondered what he could do with them in that Muslim country. But 2 weeks before he was released, he was going to go on a bus tour around the western part of Turkey. Tourists from all over Turkey and other places were on this tour. What was there to see in Turkey? The Lord inspired Harold to give out 72 New Testaments and had the tourists to read about the seven churches mentioned in Revelation. He witnessed to all those on that tour. Most did not know they were reading a forbidden book. Boys and girls, God does so many exciting things. These people may not ever have had a New Testament except in this way. But there's more excitement coming. Someone from Tony's Bible study group had picked up one of the New Testaments Raymond had given. The very next day, that man received a letter from another friend who was a commanding officer in Beirut, Lebanon, saying a revival was breaking out among the Marines there. He was wishing he had spiritual helps to give them. He was in charge of these men and felt responsible for their souls. There were 1,200 Marines in that airport compound all the time, but they took turns in three groups. So, in all, there were 3,600, with 2,400 men at all times on the ship, anchored in the port there. This commanding officer was in charge of the men when they were on the ship. He was the one that one night gave his heart to the Lord and started telling other men about it. Tony's friend in Washington, D.C. begged for materials to help these new Christians. 4 days, now I said 4 days, after Raymond mailed boxes of tracts, tapes, and New Testaments at the Dayton, Virginia post office, they were received on that ship. Again, after leaving New York City, they went free military airmail, and this ship even had its own zip code. Who could think that the Lord would work this way? But boys and girls, a very sad thing happened sometime after that. There was a bombing of that airport, and at least 251 of those Marines were killed, and many badly hurt. Had some of them opened their hearts to accept Jesus because of the tracts and tapes and New Testaments? We hope so. Oh, how glad Raymond and his helpers were that God had arranged those things to be there at that time. Isn't that exciting? Later, Raymond heard that when the cleanup crews went in, they couldn't understand why there were so many cassettes around, most in ribbons or blown to bits. Raymond watched for pictures of those happenings in news magazines, going over them with a magnifying glass, but he couldn't see any tapes. However, only God knows how these men were given their last chance to repent through these materials. Back in Africa, letters kept coming to ask for spiritual help. Raymond felt led to send back a questionnaire to the most serious requests. Some of the questions asked were, "How many do you have worshiping with you? Are there other Christian workers working with you? Do they have Bibles? If we could send you all the tracts you wanted, how many could you use? How do you use the cassette tapes? How many people listen?" Out of 289 questionnaires sent, 211 returned with answers. We found out 1,251 pastors did not even have a Bible. We found it impossible to fill all the requests. One had carefully figured he could use 721 tracts per week.